What's up, y'all? We got the hurricane back for another episode of Warren's in Sandy, where the N is capitalized. Nothing else really is. Got a short and sweet episode over here with the usual.
Yeah. DJK.
Yes, ma'am. And this topic I pitched to DJK because I was like, I don't know. I thought about it and I just felt like it'd be like too convoluted. And then DJK just agreed with it.
So. Well, you asked another wildly absurd person. A wildly absurd question.
Yeah. So this one is like a topic. You know, you ever hear like a overhear a conversation and then you just think about that for the rest of your life? Like you were not in this conversation. You did not know those people. You never saw those people again.
Yeah.
But you just trying to figure out what happened to them.
Like it's basically, it's none of your business, but.
It's your business because you've been thinking about
it. It's your business now because you sitting there, they sitting there. It's your business.
I think I should talk about my most recent instance of this just because that's the one that has me like, yeah, I'm definitely like trying to figure out what happened to y'all. So me and Logan were walking out of Five Below and walking down towards Best Buy. And this lady has and her husband are walking in front of us. And so she's like, you don't have to be so, now mind you, she used much stronger language than me here. You don't have to be so rude about everything is the way I would rephrase that. You have to be so rude about everything. And she's, you know, she's cussing at him. She's yelling. And he goes, well, my dad just died. Okay. And she went, you're lying. You're lying to me right now. And they got off the sidewalk and just started walking to their car.
I'd have followed them. I'd have been like, where is my car at?
And me and Logan just like looked at each other.
Y'all are good. I'd have been like, where?
And I was like, what are the chances they just walk away and be like, hey, I think we've tricked those kids pretty good. Like,
that's the type of person I want to be.
Right. Like, just an entire stage argument. Get in the car. All right. So what are we getting for dinner? I don't know. You think they believed it? Yeah.
No, like, I think that's how YouTubers be. Except for nobody Probably. Believes it.
Yeah, no. Absolutely not.
They'd be
Especially
like,
when I used to watch David Dobrik. He'd be like, oh, it's a vlog. That all of that stuff was staged, bro.
Yeah.
Especially everything with Gabby Hanna.
Yeah. Especially everything, like, joke-wise was all, like, you can't tell me he wasn't, like, above the camera with a gun when he said his jokes. Because the way everyone laughed.
They'd be like, ha, 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 David. Blinking like SOS and like Morse yeah. code.
Him like holding the gun, giving them his not clickbait merch.
Right. So what would you say is your most like recent time of overhearing something and being like, whoa, wait a minute.
Okay, not the most recent.
Or just any that you can remember and think are good.
I remember it was on the Friday, I think, when I went to the fair. And, you know, people at the fair don't have no, like, they don't care how loud they are.
They don't care about any people around them. They just care about these rides and their food.
Yeah. So we're on the ride. And I guess it wasn't necessarily overheard, but it was two of us. And then they let two other people on the ride who wanted to sit by each other. But they couldn't because we had already strapped ourselves in. And they wouldn't unbuckle us. So they were screaming from opposite ends. And it was me and my niece in the middle.
Oh, no.
And she was like, he not even worth it. I'm like, what?
Oh my gosh.
And we were on that one ride that's like doom, doom, and then like takes you up in a big circle and then Yeah. She's like, he not even worth it. I know. I'm like, okay.
I know.
I'm like, ah.
Can we start the ride, please?
And then the ride started and then she was like, you scared? And I was like, man. I would have rather sit anywhere else than right here listening to y'all like scream back and forth.
Actually, I just realized that one is definitely not the most recent one because I work at Hot Topic and my Hot Topic has this kiosk outside where, so I'm just sitting here and people don't think of me as a real person. They just think of me as like an NPC that's just going to like let you do anything you want unless you come and activate my four different talk quests. And so there's a Crocs gibbet stand like right next to me. And so my manager will always have some shirts to censor when I'm out there. So she came by and she just dropped the box. So made like this little like bang noise, right? So the girl at the Croc Jeep, she goes, honey, you don't need to be doing that in here. We a little too ghetto for all that. And I was like, and she's just going to walk away too. Because my manager did just walk away. And she's like, we heard what happened here. And like looked at me and I was like,
wasn't even at work.
I was at work. We don't got to talk about it. And so I was like, oh, okay. And so I'm like, cool. So I guess the cognitive dissonance people just be saying what they want. But like a few minutes after that, it was this other family and they were coming to look at the croc gibbets and they had their kid in that little cart thing. And he really wanted to get out and look at the croc gibbets. They're like, no, no. And so he let himself out. And so he gets out and he's looking through them and she's like, stop, no. And then what she does is she hits him, but she doesn't hit him. Imagine like you're going to pretend to hit somebody and it's just the most gentle thing known to man. Like, I'm talking like a little poop. She's, you need to stop. And he just looked at her. And so he got back out. Sorry, looking at the thing. She puts him back in. She's just going, do you want a pow-pow? Do you need to get a pow-pow? And I was like, bro, what?
What?
Why have you infantilized the word whooping, bro?
You want to get a pow-pow? Get a pow-pow?
Want a pow-pow?
Oh, my.
And then this kid got out one more time.
She was like, stop with the pow-pow.
Nah, she was like, you gonna get a pow-pow? But she was like, going looking through the crotch. It was going to have to be her son who was like, hey, ma, he added the thing again. And she went, come here. And he like ran over to her and he skirted around her. And she went, what? And she tried to turn around. He went in like one more circle and then went to the crotch gibbets. And I guess she just lost him. So at that point, he's digging through the croc gibbets. He's like pulling them out, putting them down, pulling them out, putting them down. And she kept looking for him. And he's, and her son goes, mama, and points. And he's just going through the thing. She went, ah, get over here. This dude gonna run in a circle around her again.
A menace.
And so they're like, they're trying to take the little wagon away. And they're like, all right, we're just gonna leave you. And I went, yeah, you're gonna have to work with me. And he looked at me and just started running to me. I was like, hey, bro, no. Please, I'm like, bro. Hey, wait, I was joking. I was joking. Please.
I wasn't even for real.
Please back up. And so he just started staring at me as she picked him up and put him back in the thing and then rolled away. And the whole time he was just staring.
I bet he never got back out.
I'm talking like, oh, no, I'm sure he got out once he got far enough away. He probably got himself a pow-pow that day.
No.
So it's also yesterday.
That just reminded me of, okay, so, because I forgot I had a job, apparently.
Right.
I work at Longhorn. So I overhear a lot of conversations, because people
just assume that you can't hear them because you work there?
People
just, NPC things.
People just don't assume, like, they don't have restaurant voices. So the first one was this these people who were there. It was the last Saturday I worked. A group of kids.
I like how you had to give like the date.
Look, okay, it's a mom, a dad, and then like it was like because they kept like stating their grades and I was just chilling. So it's like one had to be about like the age of a sixth grader, age of a fifth grader,
right?
3-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, this should be. Should be good.
Uh-huh.
So looking, I'm like, okay. The two and the 3-year-old just egging each other on. I'm talking about just, you see that? You see that salt and pepper over there? Can you grab it? How quick can you get it? I'm like, and the parents are like, stop.
Do not.
So he's like, a couple minutes later, the 2-year-old and the 3-year-old proceed to get up from their chairs and start like jump because they were at a table, started jumping in one of our booths, like one of the booth seats,
like a booth that they weren't sitting in,
a booth that they weren't even sitting in. They got up, went over to it and just started jumping on the seats. And I'm like, oh my god. Then the mom sitting over here talking about, oh well, it's okay, right?
That it's a bouncy house? No, ma'am. It's actually not okay that you think this second booth is a bouncy house for your children.
It's not even your table. You got to a different table. So then she's like, okay, come here. So
they get a pow-pow?
They get the kid back over there. And I could tell they were one of those parents like, I'm not going to whoop you. I'm just going to take away some stuff that you like. But you can tell when they keep threatening it, but they haven't taken anything away.
Right? Like they've never done it before in their life?
Yeah. So they're like, you know, we're going to go to the park tomorrow and you're not going to come.
what's worse than taking some away? You gonna leave me home by myself?
Yeah, he's sitting at the table. They're like, yep, you're not gonna come. You're gonna have to stay there. And he looked
treating
at them
like a dog.
No, listen. He looked at the dad, looked at the mom, went back to the booth and started jumping on the cushions. Went back to the booth and started jumping on the cushions. I'm like, they just threatened to leave you at home by yourself. And you said,
That's crazy.
Tragic.
Boing, boing, boing.
So I guess because I was still like, you know, doing my job. So I had to walk away at times.
Right.
The dad went over, grabbed him, and like sat him down. But I guess he got hit. He finally got hit. Just once. It was more of like a little tap.
Right.
So that went over there. I come back. This kid is, I'm talking about in tears, crying. This is like a 3-year-old.
Like
the mom is like,
cry where you're like hiccuping and everything.
Yes, this is a 3-year-old. The mom's like curdling him. Like he's like in death. The actual infant is crying. She's like, it's okay. I'm like, bestie? He just y'all didn't even hit him.
You told him that you were gonna leave him at home when you went to the park tomorrow, but you give him that little baby tap on the hand and he got to go at it.
Like it wasn't even on the butt, it was just a little hand tap, and he's like and I came out and I was like, y'all want some drinks? And he was like,
I want Sprite.
He's like, no. He's like, no. The dad was like, she didn't ask you. I was like, oh, okay, all right. And I walked away because I was like, clearly you're in drink trouble right now,
and clearly y'all need an alcoholic beverage, and I'm not the age to get that for y'all.
She didn't ask you. Like, oh, cool. Okay, yeah.
No, people like just swear they can straight up say like anything,
and won't hear.
In the like, you told me that people would be on like the in your headset at drive thrus and just saying what they feel like.
Okay, here is a PSA. When you pull up to drive thrus, why do you think we know when you pull up? Because as soon as your car pulls up, the machine notices and the microphone activates. And just because we get done taking your order, that doesn't mean that we can't still, that machine is on until you drive away.
Right.
Until you get out of the sensor, that machine stays on. And I don't think people notice that, because they be like full force, like yelling at their kids. Like I'd be, and then pull up to the window and be like, hi. Like, no.
No happy meal, please. Like, oh, yeah, I know. I know you don't want a happy meal. You told me. Your kid 18 times they were getting a happy meal.
That story actually wasn't even the top one. The top one happened on Sunday, or it happened on Sunday. So I'm sitting there refilling sugars, restocking them. There's a table over there. It's a dad's girlfriend, and then the dad's daughter, who's an adult, old enough to drink.
Right.
So they're sitting there. Everything's cool. You know, nothing's really going on. All of a sudden, all you hear yell across from the restaurant, like loud, is, I'm not even drunk. And I'm like, what?
Oh, no.
I was like, what? And they started like crying, and I'm sitting in the booth across from them just trying to like refill the sugars. I'm still trying to be nosy. And she's like, the girlfriend was like, you need to stop like yelling. And she's like, no, I just miss my brother. Like she like in full tears. Like I'm like, oh my gosh, what are you? Okay. So then they yelled some more. She talked about how she missed her brother. She wasn't drunk. So the dad's girlfriend just, no. I think the dad's girlfriend got up and left.
When okay.
She got up and left because she was like, you just mad because I'm more important. And I was like, oh, you're one of those.
Not again. Say it. What's up?
It was like, you're one of those. So dad's girlfriend got up and left. I think she just went to the car. So they're sitting there talking.
Do you guys want drinks?
The dad and the daughter. No, I was scared to go over there for that one. The dad and the daughter sitting there talking. And he had finished. He had like a margarita or something.
Uh-huh.
He had a cup of Hennessy. Can I say that?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah, okay. He had a
cup
of
brand.
Hennessy. Yeah. The dad
comes out of the soda fountain, you know?
The dad went to like reach for it because I guess he thought she was done, and she like snatched it and pulled it to her. She's like, what you doing? And he was like, well, I just didn't think you were going to finish it. She was like, oh, I'm about to finish it all right now. And then took as much as she could and just like downed it, right?
Oh, no.
Then she brought a second cup and was like, I'm going to take this one to go. And I'm like, excuse me? So, but you know how, like, you can't take, like, the alcohol glasses?
Right, because they're very pretty.
They're very pretty and they're very expensive. I thought she was going to take an alcohol glass. She drank her water and put the drink in our cup and took it. So she stole our cup. And the manager was like, are you going to get it? No. She was ready to beat her own dad.
Just she for may reaching not for be drink. Drunk, but I don't believe that.
She was ready to beat her own father for reaching for her drink. And you think I'm going to go try and take the new cup she bought?
Absolutely not. Nope. No.
So then she's crying. She was like, okay, I'm going to go to the bathroom. The dad went to the bar to pay his bill. Okay, keep in mind. She came out the bathroom and thought he left out. So she also left out. She came back in full-fledged tears, asking me where her dad was. And I was like, what? And I didn't want to say anything. They sounded insensitive. I was like, well, I actually don't know. And she was like, where is he at? And then, like started getting, like, that yell. And I was like, oh, I think he's... And then, but at the time I noticed he was at the bar, he was walking out. And I was like, I think he just walked out the door. So she's like, walks out, comes back in like 5 minutes later. Like, do you have my phone? I'm like, no, no, I don't.
Just completely fine.
Because I was cleaning the booth. No, not like, she was still crying.
Oh, okay.
But she was like, do you have my phone? Well, first the girlfriend came in and was like, have y'all seen the phone? She came in after and was like, you have my phone? And I was like, no, I.
she didn't believe her.
I was like, no, I don't have my phone. And I was like, I don't have your phone. She was like, you sure? And I was like, yeah. So I checked the seats real quick, looked under the table, even though I knew it wasn't there because I had just cleaned the table.
Right.
I was like, no, did you go to the bathroom? She was like, I don't even pee. And then left.
What?
I want to know how it felt that morning when she woke up with a Longhorn cup, wherever she finished it, a Longhorn glass cup.
I thought y'all had like little Coca-Cola cups.
No, we have glass cups.
Oh my God.
They are really glass cups. Like, and you just woke up with it on your dresser? I wonder.
You know, I bet you put that bad boy in the dishwasher. I was like, all right. Yeah. Wait, where'd you get that cup from? I don't know.
It just kind of showed up. No, it didn't. I was afraid to tell you because you was ready to beat your own dad. And she referred to the girlfriend as like a hater. Like 12 times. And she was like, she's a hater because I'm just like a daddy's girl. I was like, oh my gosh.
Lord.
I don't want to get involved in this. So I stayed at the table and I counted sugars. And that's
about it. That's about it.
Yeah, because I'm not. Would you have went up and been like, hey, that's our cup?
No, we're not even allowed to do anything if we catch someone stealing.
What?
Managers can, but all I can do is tell a manager.
So if I come into Hot Topic and like take a book bag like right in front of you,
I couldn't even walk after you and say you didn't pay for that. Like that's how hard we're not allowed to say anything to you guys.
Okay, so if I walked in like very visibly stole, like just like took a backpack, put it on my back and just like walked out like right in front of you,
the most I could do is get a security guard, be like, hey yo. She just took that bag. You're on a Segway. She's not. Just mow her over.
What if I told you, if I was like, I'm going to steal this bag, the most you could do is be like, hey, that person just told me they were going to steal a bag.
The most I could do is be like, ha, you're funny. And be like, hey, guys, I don't know if it was a joke.
You can't even be like, oh, don't.
Yeah, no. But that's going to wrap it up for another episode.
Go rob Hot Topic immediately.
It's any retail.
Really?
Unless it says that they're allowed to check bags, it's a no chaser policy. So Finish Line, you ain't getting nothing from them.
Oh
please
my God.
Understand that they could tackle you if felt need.
Well, yeah, because you know how people were doing that trend where they would like put their shoes on and then like do like a speed run and like to the door and then just like jump in them like they were just like trying them out?
No.
Yeah, you never knew that?
Absolutely not.
All right. Well, what's your TikTok?
I don't think the fine people here need to know that, but that's going to be all from us for now.
End of the TikTok.
Oh,
you thought it was like a mention?
I was like, listen, I may be saying where I work and stuff. But
Alex
y'all,
has me blocked on TikTok.
So. Y'all don't get to know my TikTok.
Did you unblock me?
Nope.
No. It's kind of.
All right. So do you have one ready?
Yeah.
All right. You can go first.
It's this dude and he's like, I can't believe Kanye removed my verse from Donda. And I personally believe that it's funny. But I am gonna play it like out loud.
Please don't. We can never hear it. I can hear it. They can never hear it.
Well, it's coming on. It says, I can't believe Kanye removed my verse from Donda. From
Donda. Guys, I have to cut. I don't know if you heard a beep. I don't know if you heard silence. You're not allowed to hear what was just played.
Okay, wait.
I want you to know it was, well, can you just give the at of who made it and they can find it themselves? The Donda, I put it in the Honda. Make it go poof like it's Cosmo or Wanda. What even is a Donda? Oh shoot, it's his mama. This feels disrespectful now, I'm sorry. All right,
even though
bro.
I know that's all gonna be cut out. The all
right,
is, all
right, bro.
If you wanna find the TikTok, it's called at Cam, CamGivinski. And it's basically him saying like Kanye took his verse off Donda like as a joke.
All right. So mine is, it's less about the TikTok, more about the experience. This is about Genshin Impact. So it was like, you know that one audio where you try to say like what people think it is and what it actually is? Like they have to do a translation?
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. Right. So it's, I main the starter characters brag about it. And the translation was, I think I'm better than everyone else. So I commented, I main the first character you get and I am better than you. And so... Mind you, I made, there are two travelers, Aether, Lumine, Aether being the guy. I made Aether. So I was like, I made Aether and I'm better than you. And so this person replies to me, mind you, they have a lesbian flag icon with like a character in front of it. Actually, Lumine mains are better. And so I said, oh no, I said, I'm Aether man, I am better than you. Kiss me if you think I'm wrong though. So they responded, Lumine mains are better. And so I said, so you think I'm wrong? And she said, yes. So I said, dang. And then like the kissing emoji.
New ship?
New ship, to be honest. Ganyu's real wife and me. Thank you.
Where's?
Nope. That is going to be all from us for now. We were supposed to leave for lunch a minute ago. Hope y'all aren't hungry right now. Because I know I'm hungry. We most certainly are hungry. Working overtime for y'all.
OT.
So, okay. All right. So thank you for listening to the episode of Warren's Insanity.
Where the N is capitalized and nothing else really is.
I already said that, but yeah, you repeat it if you feel like it.
Bye.
Love you.